Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to Stuck, Time to Improv. I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff, and I want startups to be wildly successful. Today, we're going to be talking about engagement with Don Gleason of Don Gleason Consulting, and we're talking about unreasonable engagement. Thanks for coming, Don.
Hey, good to see you, Mary. Glad to be with you.
So what is unreasonable about engagement?
Well, it was inspired by a book by Will Guadara, who took a middling restaurant, 15 Madison Park. It was in last place in the restaurant world in the top 50. And in 6-7 years, he was so disappointed they were last. He wrote on a napkin, unreasonable hospitality. And he didn't even know what that meant. But he went back and said, we're going to reimagine everything. And he wrote this book that chronicled it. And in 7 years, he became the number one restaurant in the world. Wow. By being unreasonable. So I started thinking, what does unreasonable consulting look like? And that led me to write a blog, which means it's the remarkable power of giving people more than they expect. And so as a consultant, I've tried to do that. And unreasonable engagement means that you're going to engage in such a way that sometimes is astonishing to people, because we stop being what I call serial teleholics, telling people, but we lead with questions. We're paid to be curious, not judgmental. We don't judge anybody on those. And I stole that line from Ted Lasso: be curious, not judgmental.
Hey, that sounds really good. And it also sounds like the way good reporters get stories is they just ask a lot of questions.
That's correct. And in that, we discover, instead of just diving into a business with my preconceived notions of what they should do, whether it's in sales, operations, finance, managing cash, a lot of startups and people struggle with some of these things. But if I go in and ask questions and understand what their obstacles are and what they do, we can create unique solutions, what we call in small business, especially a market dominating position. Now that sounds like a big world, but let me give you a practical example. One of my clients is a flooring company, and he was doing about $2 million, but his margins were low. He was only making about 4% on that. He should have been making 10 to 12. So we spent about 6 months working on it, and guess what his market dominating uniqueness is in his business? It's a black Sharpie pen. Crazy, right? No, he's brilliant. He has two guys in his warehouse, and every pallet of tile of where it's going in the house is written in a big Sharpie on a big piece of paper taped down to it. And it's written in Spanish. It's written in English. It's written in Portuguese. This is the kitchen tile. It's going here and whatever. He labels everything in three different languages and in some cases Creole, because there's so many in Central Florida. We have a huge Haitian population. And a lot of these the subcontracting crews are either Spanish, Portuguese, and they're brilliant technicians. They can lay carpet, tile, wood faster, better than you can imagine. But his clients, the construction companies, love him because they make very, very few mistakes. So his market dominating position is really just something that's brilliant, and nobody else does that.
That sounds brilliant. So startups need to ask these questions of themselves to know exactly what pain points they're addressing. But more importantly, they need to be talking to their clients, their potential clients, about what it is they feel they really need so that the startup is in a position to over-deliver on what's expected, right?
You're leading a startup company. You have to have the eye for possibilities and the vision, right? But that comes from, are you solving a problem? Are you delivering a service that the market wants, needs? And what is that uniqueness and that you're going to bring to this that's going to give you the ability to quickly scale up and make this work? So we started a software company. But we knew that consultants needed a way to be able to quickly assess a business for, but we went to the market first and talked to, probably 300 consultants. And they were really clear about, we don't want to be seen as techie and people going into a business and whip out our laptop and start typing in a bunch and asking questions because they buy us, not the tool. We don't want a drill. We want the hole that the drill makes. So we did all of our market research first, and then we went into the analysis, the SWOT analysis, and all the different tools that we use to help those startups grow. And remember, vision without execution is hallucination. You really need to marry the two. Which is more important, strategy or execution? But you really have to marry both and do
You
that.
do, and you
So
need
that's the
to, if you may need to pivot on how you execute some of these things just because of the experience you have in the process. Doing that market research in the first place, that's where you spend your first money when you're a startup, because if you don't have something people want that solves a problem that they feel is a problem that is actually going to make them do better, feel better, work better, you're not in the
Exactly.
right business. So that doing the market research and then not getting hung up on your process, your secret sauce. Like you said, people don't want the drill, they want the hole. People don't care how you're going to do this, they want to get the results. So think about your
Exactly.
customers first.
I think if you're a startup, an entrepreneur, and in that, you need to think like, I'd pay a lot of attention to sailing. No person sails from point A to point B without course correcting. You have current, you have wind, you have to adjust your sails, and you can't sail directly into the wind. You have to be on an angle, and you have to constantly course correct, whether you're racing or just even cruising. It's a wonderful analogy to be able to A, prepare your crew for sudden changes and turns or your team, but also to be able to course correct quickly because the people that win are able to make those adjustments no matter what the conditions are, whether it's blowing at 25 knots or it's even in light wind. You have to be able to constantly be on that course correct, and it's way better to do it with the team. It's great to do it with the team because there's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. So I really encourage the leaders to incorporate the team as best they can and prepare them. And nobody has all the answers, but together you go far.
Yeah, and Sailing into Success sounds like a real good book title.
I'm working on it. I've got a lot of principles in there that I share, even the one that my wife and I use, where where in Florida there's a lot of shallow water, you better stay in the channel if it's low tide, because birds that are walking are not on stilts right next to you. So we say sometimes there are conversations or things we don't want to get into at 10 o'clock at night after two glasses of wine. We just say, oh, honey, the tide is low, which means doesn't mean we're not going to talk about it or we can't get there. It just means not now. We
Not
need to wait until
now.
we have a little bit more water underneath us. We can't cut corners. We have to kind of just stay in there. So that's a principle that we do. And if she says that to me, I kind of smile and go, I get it. I get it. Because sometimes I want to keep talking business at night, and she's okay, I've had, 30 minutes of that's enough, and I'm still wired from the day, and I want to talk.
Well, thank you so much, Don Gleason from Don Gleason Consulting, and I hope all you startups out there think about unreasonable engagement.
That sounds great.
We're going to put contact information and links in the comments so people can get a hold of you for more information. And I'm Mary Scott with Business Riff. I want startups to be wildly successful, and one of the best things you can do to accomplish that is book a call with me at businessriff.com. And join us again next time for Stuck Time to Improv.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.